To begin the conversation, we're privileged to have a contribution from one of the great creative talents of our time, Lin-Manuel Miranda. May his beautiful words be an inspiration to us.
Is an inspiration to us. Inspiration to us all. He had that movie where they hired people of the wrong color, didn't they? Isn't that his latest project there? I think it was. Hey, they put on a show on Capitol Hill, and boy, when they put on a show, they put on a show. They brought in a Broadway cast. It was a musical. It was like Mickey Rooney and, you know, what's her name? Going to Dad's Barn, putting on a show. Really appalling. It was an appalling abuse of power once again yesterday. And what may be the only thing that is more appalling in all of this is our phony, baloney, corrupt news media and the clowns that call themselves reporters. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, let me tell you. I'm sure you caught a lot of it. We were playing audio yesterday. We were on the air while Joe Biden and, well, Kamala was comparing January 6th, where Ashley Babbitt was shot to death by a U.S. Capitol Police officer, and it's September 11th. It's Pearl Harbor. Thousands were killed, of course, at both September 11th and Pearl Harbor. We were cast into war, maybe in both instances. Maybe maybe the Democrats are, you know, they brought us the last Civil War. It's impossible to say what their long-term plans are, but I suspect that they really want to win the midterm elections and hold on to power. You know, it's about power for them. So they put on a show, and that was the crypt keeper there, Nancy Pelosi. And honestly, they had showbiz. They brothers, Lin-Manuel, Miranda Broadway guy, who put on that show Hamilton. And yesterday, I think, what do? They have the crew from A Chorus Line, I think, come in. And you see, they had a vigil in front of the Capitol, on the steps of the Capitol yesterday, with candlelight. And they sang God Bless America. They don't know the words. They're the Democrats. They had to have cheat sheets, of course. It's the first time they've ever decided to sing that. It was a ripoff, because they're unoriginal in addition to everything else. It was a ripoff of the members of Congress after the September 11th attacks by the troglodytes from hell. September 11th, 2001, you may recall. Or you learned about it in school or something. But the members of Congress went out on the steps of the Capitol and in earnest, in sorrow and sadness, sang God Bless America. Of course, you know, we're just beginning to count the dead from the attacks that would thrust us into war for generations, as opposed to January 6th, where one person was killed. It was deemed a homicide because one person killed another person by the coroner in Washington, D.C. U.S. Capitol Police officers shot and killed an unarmed woman, and the media have been celebrating. They really don't like the police, and they don't like the police shooting people, and they don't like the police shooting unarmed people. They don't like the police shooting unarmed women, but they're willing to make an exception in this case because, you know, all those people deserve to be shot and killed because basically they're fascists, these people. It's quite remarkable. You know, Steny Hoyer, he's the number two guy for the Democrats in the House of Representatives, and I think he's the second oldest living World War II veteran, isn't he? Just kidding. But he's apparently planning on making moves on Nancy Pelosi, not on Nancy Pelosi, on Nancy Pelosi's job, because Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are going to, of course, lose control of the House of Representatives in the midterm elections later this year. And Nancy Pelosi, it is expected, will leave the Congress rather than stay as the minority leader, because, you know, they don't like minorities, these people. And so Steny Hoyer is trying to make a move, like he'll take over as minority leader when the Democrats lose control of the House and the Senate later this year. Pelosi leaves, and then, of course, Steny Hoyer wants to become the leader of his party, even if in the minority, when Nancy Pelosi leaves, because she couldn't stand being in the minority after all this power, and she gets the giant cartoon gavel, too. But Steny Hoyer, he's got a big idea. It's in the Washington Post today, and he wrote a piece about it, too. He wants to take January 6th and make it a national annual event in the United States because it's the only time Republicans ever rioted. And these guys riot. I think they're rioting right now. They're probably burning banks and overturning police cars somewhere in America right now, maybe shooting at police now. But Steny Hoyer wants to have us fly the flags at half staff all over the country every January 6th because the Democrats really know how to make hay out of political peanuts. It's remarkable. And I was reading the editor-in-chief of USA Today today, wrote a piece where she goes on and on using all kinds of weasel words about how people died on January 6th and in the days and weeks following. And Nancy Pelosi has to fly the flags at half staff around the country every January 6th, not September 11th. Say that's not something he's proposed. Not December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. We don't fly the flags at half staff for that. But on the day, I guess, to honor Ashley Babbitt. That would be quite an honor for Ashley Babbitt and her family, since she was the only person killed that day at the Capitol. And also, they had, you see this this thing that Nancy Pelosi, they put out, I don't know, Michael, if you have the audio on this, of Nancy Pelosi saying that honoring the heroes of January 6th. Did you see the honoring the heroes of January 6th thing? And Nancy Pelosi, because she really knows how to honor a hero. And that's why they had the musical crew down there from Hamilton. And they put on, and it was something that they produced for other events. It was just kind of an off-the-shelf little musical thing by the cast of Hamilton. And they sang a little song, and I think it was like, one singular sensation, every little thing we make, something like that. And I don't really do musicals. And they, but whatever it was, maybe it was Liza Doolittle or something, but amazing. They put on a little musical thing, and they could, yeah, they should turn January 6th into a musical, into a Broadway show. We were talking about this, Michael Piercy and I were talking about this yesterday when we saw that they were putting on a musical show on Capitol Hill, that they should turn January, and they probably will. And I'm going to guess that January 6th will become a musical and a movie. There are already documentary films about it. Very one-sided, very lopsided. Tucker Carlson's documentary is vitally important if you're going to be well-informed on the topic. And the Democrats, and that includes the media, they don't actually cover this this thing at all. But the yesterday was truly an embarrassment. But I want, when they have the musical, January 6th, the musical, I want one of the T-shirts, I think, don't you think? They should have hats and T-shirts. They're going to have a merchandise store for all of that. Yeah, the Nancy Pelosi yesterday paused because it was very important to honor the heroes of January 6th. And in doing so, you see, there was, who is it, The Recount published an item on this. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holds a moment of silence for, quote, fallen heroes, end quote, of 1-6. That's January 6th. Reading the names of police officers, Brian Sicknick, Howard Liebengood, Jeffrey Smith, and Billy Evans. And here's the Speaker of the entire House of Representatives, Krusty McKrusty. And she they wrote, the only Republicans participating in the House of Representatives, phony, baloney, theatrical moment of silence. And I want to explain it to you because these officers are, in fact, no longer with us, tragically, in four separate instances. But I want to explain this to you. Here's Nancy Pelosi yesterday.
I want to acknowledge our fallen heroes of that day.
Police.
U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick.
Of that day.
U.S. Capitol Police Officer Howard Liebengood. Metropolitan Officer Jeffrey Smith, U.S. Capitol Police Officer Billy Evans of a later assault.
Of a later assault. See how she's such a snake, such a weasel, such a Soviet liar. She's a pathological, psychopathological liar. Now, let me explain what she's talking about here. Officer Brian Sicknick, we've spoken about a lot. He was there on the day of the riot and he was jostled, and the next day, and he was involved in physical conflict, and the next day he died of a stroke at a nearby hospital. And it's tragic, and he was in his 40s, and everybody loved the guy, and he was supposed to be a great guy, and he's a career police officer in the military, and everybody loved the guy, and he's a Trump supporter. And it was very tragic that that Brian Sicknick died on January 7th of a stroke. You remember, they made up stories the Democrats and the media about his being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher, and that was all a lie. They lied about it for months, and it was a lie. And it's tragic. Would he have died the next day of a stroke had it not been for the riots? Couldn't know one way or the other for sure. Then there was a U.S. Capitol Police officer, Howard Liebengood. Howard Liebengood committed suicide on January 9th. That's 3 days after the riots. Then there's D.C., Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Department officer Jeffrey Smith. And his friend said his behavior changed after January 6th. He committed suicide on January 15th. So the riots on January 6th. Brian Sicknick died of a stroke on January 7th. Two police officers, Howard Liebengood, suicide January 9th. Jeffrey Smith died of suicide January 15th. Now, you got to keep in mind that police officers have one of the highest, if not the highest, suicide rate of any profession in the United States. And I'm all for counting these if you'd like to do that. But let's go across the country, shall we, and look at all the suicides in police departments where the Democrats were launching riots and they were looting and committing arson. And, you know, retired police officer David Dorn was shot and killed by Democrat Party looters in St. Louis. His death was live streamed on video on the Internet. And, of course, just recently in California, just weeks ago, Officer Kevin Nishida, retired police officer, recently retired police officer, working security with a local TV station in San Francisco in the Bay Area, was shot and killed by Democrat Party looters there. Those were murders, you see. Those were shot and killed murders. And those are only two of the dozens of people that were murdered in the Democrat Party riots going on from coast to coast for well over a year. Now, let me get to the most important one here, because she named Officer Billy Evans, and the way she said it, who died at a later date, she intimated, she suggested that the cause of death was related to the January 6th riots. She's suggesting, of course, and again, if you want to say that Officer Howard Liebengood, tragic suicide January 9th, Officer Jeffrey Smith, D.C. Metropolitan Police, tragic suicide January 15th, 9 days later. And they're saying those deaths are directly attributable to the riot on January 6th. That's what she's saying, okay? And she's a psychopath, and she is using this as an opportunity to tear the country apart. And since when do you guys care about the police? You're the defund the police. The police are all racist. The police are all horrible. It's the fault of the police. Criminals are the heroes. The usual stuff. But let me get to Billy Evans, because this is the most important one of all, that she named Billy Evans and said that he died at a later date. He did die nearly 3 months later on April 2nd of 2021. Again, that's January 6th. Okay, that's January, February, March, April. On April 2nd, Officer Billy Evans, an 18-year veteran of the U.S. Capitol Police, was murdered at the Capitol by a black racist nationalist Nation of Islam suicide attacker named Noah Green, 25 years old, who went over to a nearby market and bought a giant knife and then came over to the Capitol in his car, and he crashed into two police officers in his car because he wanted to, in a suicide attack, murder police officers. All right. And again, Nation of Islam, not a Trump supporter, not a MAGA warrior. And the only police officer that was actually murdered in this lineup that she listed was murdered by a black racist Nation of Islam anti-cop leftist. OK, months later. And she named him as one of the heroes of January 6th. OK, that's what she said. She's using his tragic murder by a black racist nationalist Nation of Islam suicide attacker, one of many Democrat Party suicide attackers, just by the way, in the last several years, most of them attacking police officers and murdering police officers. By the way, a black guy from Maryland, Ishmael Brinsley, convert to Islam, a Nation of Islam guy, went up to New York and New York City and murdered officers Ramos and Lou, Asian and Hispanic, in their car, and then went to a nearby subway stop and shot himself in the head, a suicide attack. There was Micah Xavier Johnson, who attacked police at a Black Lives Matter rally in Dallas, Texas, murdering five, again, affiliated with black nationalist and black militant groups online. And that was suicide by police. Another suicide by police in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Another African-American guy murdering police officers, three of them there, suicide by police. Then, of course, there's the white guy, James Hodgkinson, who shot Congressman Steve Scalise in another suicide attack by a Bernie Sanders volunteer. We should fly the flags at half-staff almost every day, based on this stuff here. But that's cynically and viciously using the murder of Billy Evans by pretending it was related to January 6th. The only person actually shot and killed that day was a 14-year Air Force veteran, an unarmed woman named Ashley Babbitt. Now, if Steny Hoyer would like to fly the flags at half-staff every year for Ashley Babbitt, he should go ahead and propose that.
U.S. Capitol Police Officer Billy Evans of a later assault.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Hey, it's Chris Plant inviting you to join me and other listeners for our August 22 Alaskan Sea Cruise. It's an all-inclusive trip of a lifetime with yours truly. Join me and meet new friends. Get all the details at chrisplantcruise.com. That's chrisplantcruise.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Yeah, the Democrats are—they're not going to let go of this one. They're a dog with, a crack-filled bone, like Hunter Biden finding a free bag of crack. That's what this thing is like to them. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to John, calling from Prince William County, Virginia. John, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hello, John. We're born in the same week. Hello, do you hear me?
Yeah, now I got you.
Me and you were born in the same first week in November, 1960.
December for me, December 12th.
You're just a couple days after me.
Yeah.
Me and you, many times, I'm the Confederate Civil War reenactor.
Uh-huh.
And my DIA, CIA, CIDG. We talked to about Uganda and Cubans, didn't we?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And my son just finished 2-year term on the Abraham Lincoln SSBM.
Very Mr. nice. Sebring, very right? nice. Very nice. Sure. Yeah, ballistic here, missile here sub.
The tubes have 16. They have 16 in the hold. They can reload. They stood off the Persian Gulf just to make sure that everybody behaves.
I'm starting to run out of time on you. I don't want to run out of time on you. I know you want to get to a couple of things.
I thank you for that. I remember your father, SSF Hellcat, came in from the Southern Invasion in August 15th, and we'll let this puppies have it. Right? They did, right?
Yep.
I'm told by that comment. My parents were both survivors. For 79041, and I'm a survivor from the Pentagon 911. And don't take January the 6th and tell me. Ask about it. I'll remember. You got to go.
Yeah. Your phone's breaking up on us. I'm sorry to say, but yeah, your parents survived Pearl Harbor. You were at the Pentagon on September 11th. So was I. Don't compare it.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Okay, Here's just something, because I like to remind people what actual history is. And one of the great sayings of all time, at least of mine, is the most insidious power the media has is the power to ignore. And if you asked any CNN anchor man or anchor woman paid millions of dollars a year to follow the news, if you asked them, who is James Hodgkinson? I'll bet you a dollar not a single one of them could answer that. James Hodgkinson was, of course, the Bernie Sanders volunteer who shot Congressman Steve Scalise in an effort to murder him and a baseball diamond filled with Republican members of Congress from the House and the Senate. That was yet another suicide attack by a left-wing lunatic would-be mass murderer. I believe there were five people shot that day, and it was the Democrat socialist Bernie Sanders. You know, it was, of course, a communist, Lee Harvey Oswald, that shot John F. Kennedy in the head that day. And then the Democrats started making up hundreds of alternate scenarios to muddy the waters. I'm convinced that's actually where all that comes from. But in any event, James Hodgkinson, his name has been lost to the sands of time. That was a one-day story with the Washington, New York media axis. And then, of course, there was July 7th, 2016, the Micah Xavier Johnson, who is a black militant, a Democrat, ambushed a group of police officers that were providing protection to a Black Lives Matter rally in Dallas, Texas. And the Democrat Micah Xavier Johnson, in yet another suicide attack, murdered five Dallas police officers, wounded nine more Dallas police officers, and shooting 14 Dallas police officers. Also, two civilians were wounded that day by Johnson, and he was angry, you see, about police shootings of black men. Now, if you look at the statistics, the police shoot more white men and white people every year than they shoot black men and black people. They shoot more unarmed white men every year than they shoot unarmed black men, and that doesn't mean they're not being attacked, by the way, the police. And I've been following the numbers for years now. There are more people in the United States killed in lightning strikes every year than there are black men killed while unarmed by the police. Now, if you're armed, well, then, you know, that's on you, isn't it? So that's just one example of a suicide attack. Again, another suicide attack happened on April 2nd, 2021 at the U.S. Capitol, when a radical black nationalist Nation of Islam follower, Noah Green, attacked two police officers using his car, then jumped out with a big knife and was shot to death by the police in yet another anti-police suicide attack. Now, I think we should fly the flags at half staff on July 7th every year to commemorate the massacre by Micah Xavier Johnson, a Democrat, of five police officers wounding nine more plus two civilians at a Black Lives Matter rally. Maybe that would be a more appropriate time, because, you know, the Democrats don't care about police unless it serves their political interests. And it is tragic that Brian Sicknick died of a stroke the next day, that Jeffrey Smith and Howard Liebengood committed suicide in the days following January 6th. If you want to look at police suicide rates across the country, and if the Democrats would like to pretend that they care about that for a short period of time, that would be welcome, I'm sure. But they don't really want to do that, do they? No, they don't. But it is, you know, January 6th. The Democrats are trying to gin it up into a national holiday because everything is political with them. And if it tears the country to shreds, that makes them extra happy, I think. Based on their behavior, that's the only conclusion that I can draw. Let's go to Kamala Harris. Kamala, who, you know, is just an awful example of everything that is wrong with American politics. And she is a dunderhead. She did an interview with Judy Driftwood on public broadcasting, on the Panhandler Broadcasting System, where she cackled again about being completely incompetent and so on. Just absolutely amazing. Yeah, you may remember also at the time, and it's my friend Sebastian Gorick and I were talking about this, the day that Congressman Steve Scalise was shot by the would-be political mass murderer James Hodgkinson, the Bernie Sanders volunteer. and supporter Bernie all over his Facebook page, his Twitter. He met with Bernie Sanders staffers in Bernie Sanders' office on Capitol Hill. And that story was swept under the rug. Now, I mean, that was really a unique event, unlike a riot, which Democrats have made commonplace, that, you know, that they normalized mob street political violence. And then when the other guy does it for a couple of hours, by the way, I was doing the math on this, then it has to become a national holiday or something. But Sebastian and I were talking about, there was the media was very excited with the one of the U.S. Capitol police officer, Crystal Griner, who was one of the police officers there. I believe she was shot, and she shot James Hodgkinson, one of the officers, U.S. Capitol police officers, that killed the suicide attacker, suicide by police, would-be mass political assassin James Hodgkinson, Bernie Sanders, Democrat. And the news media, the Washington Post and the Democrats, just wanted you to know, not that she was interested in making all this public, she's a black woman, and she's a lesbian, you see. She's LGBTQIIAA. And the news media wanted to focus on that Crystal Griner, African-American woman, is gay. And that's really what they wanted to focus on. That was, she got medals and things, and she did a great job that day. She's a wonderful police officer and a wonderful person, I'm sure. But that's what the media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, wanted to focus on, was the sexual orientation of the female police officer that was one of the police officers to shoot to death the Democrat suicide attacker, one of many Democrat suicide attackers. But I digress once again. Let's go to Kamala. We played this audio yesterday. Moment was equating January 6th, where technically one person was killed. USA Today uses vague language. Five people died that day. No, two men in their 50s and a crowd of 200,000 died of heart attacks. Tragically, one woman tragically died of an accidental drug overdose in the crowd of, again, think of a crowd of 200,000, like a small city of 200,000 people. You get a lot of ambulance calls in a city of 200,000 people. And then, of course, the unarmed woman was shot to death, Ashley Babbitt, by a police officer, and the news media celebrated that. That's the first time ever that the news media celebrated the police shooting an unarmed woman to death in the history of the United States, I think. But they're ginning this up into something real, real big. Here is Kamala Harris.
Fellow Americans, good morning.
Good morning.
Certain dates echo throughout history.
Your birthday?
Including dates that instantly remind all who have lived through them where they were and what they were doing.
July 7th?
When our democracy came under assault.
Five police murdered in Dallas?
Dates that occupy not only a place on our calendars, but a place in our collective memory. December 7th, 1941.
In our selective memory.
September 11th, 2001. Uh-huh. And January 6th, 2021.
You know, to equate those three dates is just shows what a house of hooas this city is, and what clowns the Democrat political leadership are. It is beyond disgraceful that she would say. But it's, you know, it's not only Pearl Harbor, where nearly 3,000 Americans were killed by the Empire of Japan in a dastardly sneak attack on our naval forces at Pearl Harbor, thrusting us into World War II, where 415,000 Americans died, where my father fought as a Navy fighter pilot. And then, of course, September 11th, I was pulling into the parking lot at the Pentagon when the plane hit the building at the Pentagon on September 11th, and I went back to work in the building the next day, where I breathed the air of the charred human flesh from down the hall and the still-burning jet fuel, which was the predominant odor in my office for months after the attacks of the radical Islamic jihadi troglodytes from hell, thrusting us into a war which is still ongoing today, in which thousands of Americans were killed that day. And then, of course, Ashley Babbitt was shot. Two men died of heart attacks, and one woman died of a tragic accidental drug overdose. The next day, a police officer died of a stroke. In the following weeks, two police officers committed suicide. And then months later, a radical Islamic American convert to Islam, black nationalist Democrat, murdered Officer Billy Evans at the Capitol in April 2nd. And the Democrats have decided to cynically use those tragedies to their political advantage by trying to further polarize an already terribly polarized country. But they're fine with that because, you know, they're the party that brought us the Confederate States of America. Got to keep that in mind. And Jim Crow. And then on MSDNC, they had a guy who used to be a respected presidential historian, Douglas Brinkley, and no relation. And he was on yesterday talking about the tragedy of Ashley Babbitt being shot and killed by police and two men dying of heart attacks and one woman dying of an accidental drug overdose. And he compared it to the Holocaust.
We have film footage of what happened on January 6th. We have proof. Dwight Eisenhower during World War II made sure all the Holocaust camps were filmed. So we've got the film footage.
So we've got the film footage, you see. He just compared January 6th, where Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed by a police officer, two heart attacks, one drug overdose. The following day, one police officer died of a stroke, to the Holocaust. So Ashley Babbitt's life, her killing, is the equivalent of 6 million Jews being systematically exterminated by the National Socialist German Workers' Party, another socialist workers' party in Europe in the 20th century. And of course, the gypsies and the extermination of homosexuals by the Socialist Workers' Party and, you know, the death camps. And then Eisenhower, it's true, wanted to make sure that combat camera and news camera cameramen got in there to make films of the death camps. And apparently the death camps are nothing compared to Ashley Babbitt's tragic killing on January 6th of last year. That's pretty extraordinary stuff. I mean, this is beyond satire. It really is. It's a phrase that's overused these days because the Democrats keep providing us with so many examples of things that are beyond satire. But to compare Ashley Babbitt being shot and killed by a police officer, I mean, honestly, how does that compare? If you care about police officers, July 7th, 2016, Michael Xavier Johnson murdered five police officers, wounded nine more, and shot two civilians in a suicide attack against the police, a war against the police that, by the way, Barack Obama and the Democrats started against the police. They are the anti-police party. Again, another massacre of police in Baton Rouge, another double homicide in a suicide attack, another suicide attack in New York, two police officers murdered. Democrats all. An attempted mass political assassination on a baseball field in yet another suicide attack. And maybe we should put all their names together and, you know, the Democrats could create a scholarship fund in the name of the suicide attackers. And now, honestly, it's Pearl Harbor. It's almost impossible to say without laughing. It's Pearl Harbor, it's September 11th, and it's the Holocaust all rolled into one. Isn't that amazing? Douglas Brinkley here on MSDNC yesterday, you know, not only is it the Holocaust, see, he's going to roll them in there because Kamala said it, and they all sing from the sheet music.
My worry is, what do we call this and make sure we honor this day, this dark stained day every year? So we've got
to
keep
call it
saying
every
January 6th. I think it is like December 7th, Pearl Harbor, and it is like the 9/11 tragedy. And we also have need to not be afraid to call it the Trump insurrection of January 6th.
Yeah, yeah. Now, yeah, you understand that the Democrats have challenged every presidential election in the 21st century that they've lost. Year 2000 challenged, the Democrats challenged it. 2004, they challenged it. 2016, they challenged it. They challenged it in Congress. They challenged it in the courts. They challenged it in the media. And I got it. These people are mentally ill. Douglas Brinkley is mentally ill from what I can tell. I'm not a psychiatrist, but to say with a straight face as a respected historian, at least one time respected historian, that this dark stained day must be commemorated every year because Ashley Babbitt was shot by a police officer is pretty amazing. It's just, oh, our Capitol was violated. Again, I would steer you to the stories that I referenced yesterday and the audio that I played for you yesterday of the 3-day siege that was laid to the White House by Democrats in which there were more police officers injured than there were injured at the Capitol on July 6th. At least 150 injured in the siege of the White House by the Democrats, where they set historic St. John's Church on fire. They torched the building after covering everything with graffiti, torched the only building in Lafayette Park, Lafayette Square, just across from the Church of the Presidents. They injured more than 150 police. They, in a very orchestrated way, national organizations, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they brought frozen water bottles to assault the police with. They brought bricks. They brought explosive devices, M80s, which is an eighth of a stick of dynamite, that they were throwing at the police, and they injured more than 150 police. Where are the congressional hearings and the calls for annual commemorations? And honestly, you people are a disgrace to people with brains. You're just appalling, appalling people. Nancy Pelosi, and of course, you know, man, just amazing, lists four police officers, two suicides, one murdered by a Democrat 3 months later. And that's the only one that was murdered. It's just amazing what liars these people are. Absolutely extraordinary. So it's, isn't it, Michael? It's Pearl Harbor and September 11th. And the Holocaust rolled into one, and it must be commemorated every year.
It would be 9/11 times 100.
9/11 times 100? Jesus, that's...
Yes, 91,100.
Basically all the worst parts of the Bible.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Now, there was an attempted mass murder of members of Congress, again, by a Bernie Sanders volunteer, an activist in the Democrat Party. And doing a little research, I went to a Time magazine story, What to Know About Suspected Virginia Shooter, James Hodgkinson. He's suspected and he's a shooter. And Time magazine typed at the time, a top Republican congressional leader, Steve Scalise, and four other people were injured Wednesday when a gunman fired bullets at a baseball field in Virginia. A gunman fired bullets at a baseball field in Virginia, where GOP members of Congress and their staffs were practicing for their annual charity baseball game. He fired at the baseball field? Is that, see how they, this is the actual audio of Bernie Sanders volunteer James Hodgkinson trying to massacre, commit a mass political assassination, and the news media swept it under the rug after a day. Now, Hodgkinson from Illinois, 66 years old, Bernie Sanders fanatic, a Rachel Maddow fanatic also, and he loved the Southern Poverty Law Center, which demonized a Democrat organization that calls people hate groups and leaves out left-wing hate groups because, you know, that's what they do. The left takes it over. Now, here's the thing. Hodgkinson was upset that Trump won last year's presidential election, his brother told the New York Times. See, he was an anti-Republican extremist fanatic terrorist who launched a suicide attack and shot a member of Congress. And I think that's kind of a bigger deal than what happened on Capitol Hill that day. But call me old-fashioned, you know, when you shoot people, actually shoot people. Of course, Ashley Babbitt was shot that day and killed while unarmed by a police officer, by a hero police officer. So he was very upset that Trump won the election. He had gone to Washington, D.C. in the weeks preceding this attempted mass murder to protest against Trump, you see, because that's what Democrats do. He wasn't happy with the way things were going, said his brother. Yeah, I guess that looks kind of true. He complained 10 times to his Republican congressman about how bad Republicans were.
Thank you.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.